Hello, everyone. It's another Wizards Worldwide Work of Wonder audio spectacular. Hey, 6,400 soldiers are committing suicide each year. What is that? 32,000 approximately have committed suicide. Anybody find any problem with that number at all? You know, they say, oh, the suicide rate's almost double what it is in the normal population. Come on. Nobody's doing the math here. That's impossible. That many people do not commit suicide. But whatever. You know, we see that the commanders that send these Bushites to their death as demonic enemies of man and God tell them that they're bombing innocent people in Iraq because they're suspected to be Al-Qaeda. They're bombing people in Iraq. And there's 175,000 soldiers there. What, you can't arrest anybody? No, of course not, because you're not going after Al-Qaeda. The commanders in the Air Force issue these orders to indiscriminately slaughter innocent people, and the soldiers get shot down as a consequence, being dishonorable Nazi savages. We know already Aegis is Al-Qaeda. We have them on videotape, given to us by Aegis themselves, showing us indiscriminately slaughtering people in Iraq as Al-Qaeda, desecrating Elvis Presley. Do soldiers speak out against that demonic organization and demand that they either be arrested or hunted down in the streets and put to death? No, they're going to get Al-Qaeda as innocent families living in Baghdad or just outside of Baghdad. They start bombing people again. Where is the manhood? You know, in Canada, I like to speak to my Canadian brothers and sisters. You know, there are soldiers who refuse to commit crimes against God. They say they do not want to dishonor their oath that they gave to the great American nation, and have decided they will refuse to commit war crimes against an innocent peoples. They've come to Canada, and our government has said, no, they must go to prison. They must obey the demon Antichrist and commit crimes against an innocent populace. They don't want to commit war crimes. It's officially declared by the UN to be a war crime because there's no cause. See, here's the problem with Ron Paul and all your libertarians in America. He's got nothing to stand on there. Nobody does. You have no cause. It's not the UN's fault. It's your fault as an American for not speaking out honorably for justice ourselves. Why bomb the country if you have complete unrestricted access to go wherever you please without delay? That's like March 7th, 2003, the day, you know, this is just prior to bombing the country. You can go wherever you please without delay. Why bomb the country? You don't have to bomb the country or kill anybody. It's a war crime. They're only killing innocent people. They say it's Al-Qaeda, but they won't gun down Aegis. You know, the military commanders know they are setting you up to die as a bad guy, Bushite Nazi grunt. And these Air Force commanders, for the most part, are living in Florida. You know, they don't get into this altercation. They send you to die as an irrational dumbfuck. And, hey, don't take my word for it. Ask these guys with Sharpton. Look, six guys practically beat to death an innocent man because he's white. People protest in the street against race discrimination. You know? Oh, my God, we got to take a stand against these monsters who practically murder an innocent man because of the color of his skin. No. They want to free those guys, actually. You know, Sharpton doesn't take a stand against American taxpayers paying the salaries of South African death squad goons. And how many black Iraqis do you think there are? You know, these South African death squad goons are killing American soldiers who are black. They're racist Nazi trash of the worst order. You know, people want to get in arguments with me about the nature of God. They don't want to deal with those issues. See, the nature of God is the science of uncertainty. So I'm not going to argue with you. I don't care whether you believe in God or otherwise. Use your mind to think for yourself. This isn't a faith initiative that I'm bringing forward. I'm defending the FBI's formal conclusion that George Walker Bush did 9/11 with his partner General Ahmad. It isn't a theory. He closed investigations immediately after the terrorist event of question, according to Tom Daschle, head of the Democratic Party, on Tim Russert's show, Meet the Press. You can get a copy of the transcript. But see? Why won't you support me? Why? Because I'm an honorable man. I demand the execution of those who commit war crimes. Those who are dropping these bombs have to be put to death. You're dropping bombs on innocent families. You know, there's no evidence. Al-Qaeda is General Mahmoud Ahmad. Al-Qaeda is a neocon. Why don't you advocate the bombing of neocons? You know, bombs are stupid. Go after a bad guy. You know, if you bomb innocent families, their survivors will gun you down as best they can. Now, the deaths are at an all-time high. The official deaths, of course, now we've learned, as I told you prior to that information coming out. Remember? I told you. God is of all things, all time, space, okay? I told you prior to coming out, the numbers are 10 times as high. Then what happened? 2 days later, the numbers are 10 times as high. Did I kill those people? No. You know, or nobody is separate from existence ourselves, so we all hold responsibility for these actions of all things. You know? I want justice for ourselves to defend my innocent friends who've done no wrong to anybody, but a Bushite Nazi grunt demands they have their assets stolen. And Zionism is something to war for and die as an enemy to God, as an enemy to Christ. A Bushite soldier sacrifices its life. You know, you don't have to die. All you got to do is stand up as a man. But they don't want to. They're too cowardly. Bushite Nazi savages bomb people indiscriminately and tell us they're virtuous by supporting the Northern Alliance heroin pushers. It isn't a theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. They tell you they're the heroin pushers. The DEA, who's, again, the heads of all these organizations are corrupt. This is the problem. We have honorable FBI officers, but Mueller is a traitor. He won't speak in the defense of FBI officers who have formally concluded Bush's business partner financed the terrorist events of 9/11. In addition, the general was at the White House with Condoleezza Rice working on their invasion of Afghanistan strategy 2 days prior to 9/11 going down. And then George Walker Bush, not the Bilderberg Group, not the New World Order, George Walker Bush, with the assistance of Cheney, I'm sure, told General Ahmad, go to the Taliban now and tell them no evidence will be brought against the accused, and they would be going against Allah and Jihad by persecuting an innocent person they know only to be so, because no evidence will be brought to substantiate their demon arguments. And the man who was fighting for women's rights and fighting to put girls through a girls' school program in Afghanistan, Omar the Just, I said, you're going to need evidence to form your conclusion. Otherwise, you'll be undermining justice for America, justice for ourselves, justice for Allah. But Americans, they just hate wisdom. Look at what I've said about the Gina 6. Don't you think if you're a black man who supports justice for ourselves, you would support my cries for justice in respect to the Gina 6 scenario? These are six guys who almost beat an innocent man to death because he was white. And you don't like that truth? Aw, I want to play pretend. You know? Fight for rights. Look, you got guys who came from Detroit to march in Washington. They're marching in Washington the very day that Nazi forces are threatening to arrest families in Washington for not injecting their children with what is known to be a provable poison. Mercury is a neurotoxin. It causes irreparable brain damage to your offspring. And you refuse to stand up as a man on that issue. You know what it takes? It takes one man out of a nation of 300 million people to call George Norrie. But they don't, you fucker. Americans are just like a cesspool of ignorance and hatred for God. And as a consequence, they destroy themselves. You know? You'd rather see innocent people be slaughtered than stand up to defend your own nation. You need evidence, you fuckers. But anyway, I got off. See, I'm not perfect. I didn't make a mistake, but I'm getting off subject here. I want to get back to the Afghanistan situation. I'm trying to defend my falling brethren, these soldiers who are sacrificing their lives irrationally for no better good or reason understood. They're deeply ignorant and stupid idiots who serve for the demon Antichrist to help escape the neocons for the crimes of 9/11. But back to Afghanistan. The DEA, now the guys who are heading up these organizations, again, they have to be arrested. Mueller has to be arrested for treason. He didn't speak in defense of America, and he still refuses. Tenet is a traitor. Tenet might be just stuck there because he's kind of stupid. Tenet told us that in July, he told the Bush administration there was an impending terrorist attack that's going to occur in New York City, likely fly some planes into the buildings from Bin Laden's crew that's hiding in Afghanistan. That's what he told the Bush administration in July. He revealed that information on 60 Minutes. You can get a copy of that at crooksandliars.com. Now, in August, a month later, the Bush administration gave the Taliban $43 million. Didn't make any noise about their concern of Al-Qaeda's impending terrorist actions. No, nothing. So Tenet needs to explain himself, but nobody says anything. It's only the Son of Man, the man of men, the Son to God, the Creator himself, who says, please, support me. Why can't you support me? I'm not better than you. You know, I'm extremely wise, but I'm committed to equal rights for all people, all souls. You know, but he thinks he's so smart. I hate those smart people who know about things. But the DEA will tell you what they're doing in Afghanistan. They sit around, in fact, I've even seen video footage of this. This is unbelievable. They'll sit around a table meeting with Northern Alliance heroin pushers. It's not a theory. I've seen this video myself. They sit around the table with the heroin pushers in Afghanistan, the guys who actually sell heroin to our kids in Vancouver. That I know you're saying it's just Canadian kids that will suffer with this incredibly addictive narcotic. You know, when you get high with heroin and you don't get another hit, your body goes into convulsions. And a lot of people are addicted to the substance until the day they die. They can't get the drug out of their system. It's extremely, I'd encourage, you know, I'm all for legalizing marijuana, most definitely. And we have to discuss it, and we won't discuss it right now. But, you know, and it's not good to be smoking marijuana, you know, all the time or whatever. But I'm not against it. I think it's a good thing. Abraham in the Bible, God says, hey, spread your seed, man. He's talking about the sense of media, man. That was God's seed there. That was like some primo sensei there. But that's in the Bible. Are you going to disagree with what's written by God in the Bible? You know, again, it's the nature of truth. You people don't understand. The people who criticize religion, you're not smart enough to, actually, you know. But because there's no contradiction in the Bible. It's beautiful sights. I'm totally committed to those who want to discuss this, but now's not the time. I'm getting off my subject. The DEA officers that are sent to Afghanistan will tell you this is what they do. They sit around a table with a bunch of heroin pushers, and they look over a map, and they decide what fields to destroy. Now, they're the fields that aren't operated by the Bush Alliance partners, right? They make the decision to say, well, these fields aren't support. These guys don't support the demon Antichrist, so destroy those fields. So it's the Northern Alliance who sit down with the DEA in these meetings to decide and make sure that they don't go after anybody who's aligned with the Bush administration. Now, when you go to all American military outposts in Afghanistan, there's not very many of them, right? They have no commitment to defend Afghanistan. The only reason they're posted to the locations they are is to defend heroin productions. So every single, I don't think there's even an exception here, but I don't know. You know, maybe they'll change things tomorrow. But if you ask any soldier who's been to Afghanistan under the Nazi forces of America, they will tell you their bases are surrounded by poppy fields. That's why the base is there, is to defend these heroin pushers. Now, Canadian soldiers say they will not kill the Bushite because they will not kill the heroin pushers or arrest the heroin pushers or destroy the heroin pushers' fields because the Canadian soldiers say they don't want to be shot down dead by the drug pushers, right? But they'll let them push the dope into Vancouver, no problem there. See, those soldiers are not defending Canada, just as our government is not defending the innocent in wartime by offering a place for soldiers who refuse to commit war acts, a place of refuge. You know, the government, I have some serious problems with, you know, the Canadian government's decisions. Now, the people in the Canadian government, it's nothing like America, okay? Almost everybody is half, you know, half honest. They're politicians, okay? Everybody's got something generally they can be criticized over. But our government is nothing like it is in America. However, we've taken a position not to defend innocent people in wartime. I don't think there's ever been a time in Canadian history where the government's actually taken that position, and that's a step backward. I hope the Canadian soldiers will speak out, but Canadian soldiers are just dumb like all soldiers are, you know. Their families watch their lives sacrificed while Al-Qaeda escapes. But, anyway, so where are we going? What's my plan? Like I told you earlier in my last broadcast, New World Orders, we got to get control of the earmarks. Bush stole $50 billion in his first few days in office. He's got to return that money. We got to track down a lot of stolen money. The American pension cash was from Enron was put into the Cayman Islands. We got to get that money back. Got to return all the stolen assets of Iraq. They've stolen hundreds of billions of dollars. You have no right to touch a penny of that cash, and that's what American soldiers will war for, the honorable soldiers. Now, I'm hoping there's going to be more than me and 10 guys. Okay, we have to isolate war criminals. Now, whoever's issuing these bombing orders through the Air Force need to be taken into custody, tried, and put to death. They keep bombing people to kill innocent families, so soldiers in turn will be sacrificed as a function of the Pentagon's official military strategy. Again, the greatly honorable Alex Jones has to face as a great man a lot of the challenges I have too, and he does it even better than me. He's, you know, in some respects, you know, he's better apt at speaking on this issue. But it is your official strategy to kill innocent people as terrorists in Iraq, on hopes that their surviving family members will gun you down as a demon enemy, and as a consequence, the neocons can pocket all the stolen cash. I'd like to thank the Democratic Party. Finally, it was mentioned on Olbermann that members of the Democratic Party are finally trying to tell America, look how many years of indiscriminate warfare has gone on, but they're finally trying to tell America none of this money is accounted for. $800 billion have been spent and none of it's accounted for. It's a criminal theft. You know, but they haven't been manly enough to defend yourselves, primarily because every Republican is a criminal, okay? Every single Republican in office, just about. We'll do criminal investigations. But these guys are demons, man. They're writing blank checks for themselves. Blank checks. They write for themselves, and they can pocket the money and do whatever they will with it. You know, the TV, Magic TV people aren't telling you about that. Just like they don't tell you about Al-Qaeda. Just like they don't tell you about General Ahmad. Just like they don't tell you about mercury in your vaccines. Just like they don't tell you about the DEA, the FBI, the CIA. Now, Ron Paul. There's so much of what Ron Paul says I agree with, although I don't believe, or I don't agree, with his conclusions. Like the IMF and the World, like the World Bank is a charity that's been running since, these are the Nazis, actually. These are the bankers that were aligned with Adolf Hitler. It's a charity. But all they've done for 50 years is steal our money. They don't do any good for anybody. They're just there to steal your cash. They destroy economies. The IMF is similar. All they do is destroy ourselves. They're not committed to helping any nation in any way whatsoever. So Ron Paul says, you know, you gotta wipe these guys out. Not wipe them out. Not kill them. He just, you know, wants to stop allowing them to commit these grievous criminal assaults against our better natures. My disagreement with Ron Paul on that is I want these guys held accountable. I want this money tracked down. You know, that's the problem with the Federal Reserve. The people talk about getting rid of the Federal Reserve. Well, you've got to understand how it's been operating, okay? Why these people are so unbelievably wealthy. Like one of Greenspan's friends recently built himself a mansion out of Italian marble. It's like a 35 or 38,000 square foot Italian marbled mansion, and everything's made of gold and blah blah blah. And he's never earned a penny in his life. He's never lent any money to anybody. He just has you convinced with a scam that's been running for quite some time, where they don't lend you anything, but you got to pay them back. And And instead of believing in a wise man speaking, you go, no, my religion is the banker. I got to pay the banker always. That's my religion. And that's why every single major city on earth, with the exception of Iraq, maybe Iran, and maybe some, I'm not sure with Syria, but there's very few nations on earth that actually have a society as wise as the Iraqis that don't have the bankers doing this. But in every major city on earth, in our major intersection of our major cities, our capital cities, what do you have there? The biggest buildings. And what are they? They're bank buildings. And in 99.9% of the cases, the only exceptions are, of course, in Iraq, in Iran, and maybe Syria and a couple other places, they're mortgaged. All of them are mortgaged buildings. These are the wealthiest people on the face of the earth who do nothing for nobody, and all bank buildings are currently on mortgage, are currently mortgaged. You know, so you have to understand why that is. They're just constantly there to steal from your life because you fail to understand that I'm a wise man. No matter what I say, I tell you wise things, and look at my critics. I mean, some of my critics are okay. You know, it's all right. You know, you can say anything against me, whatever. It doesn't affect me. You know, it doesn't bother me, really. But you can see that my critics are deeply ignorant, stupid people. You know, they don't hold arguments against my factual findings because they're true, irrespective of what you think of me. It's the FBI's formal conclusion. It's not my theory. It's not my conspiracy theory. It's the FBI's formal conclusion. They're not being left-wingers or anti-Bush. Well, they have, as a natural consequence, have become very anti-Bush. But they weren't being anti-Bush by just doing their jobs to the best of their ability, disclosing that it's Bush's business partner that financed the terror strike in New York City that murdered thousands of Americans, okay? Now, these things that you say are defending your freedoms in Iraq that indiscriminately slaughter innocent families, calling them Al-Qaeda, you don't think they do that to an American family? You know, the British soldiers who kidnap barefoot children and beat them to death on videotape for pleasure. They take pleasure in beating to death innocent children. You don't think they beat to death your child? And look at the Bushite forces. They don't kill those demons. They don't even demand their arrest. They call them heroes, actually. Or they'll break them out of jail. Like, we got cop killers. These guys kill police officers. They were caught by American forces shooting to kill, and actually killed, police officers dressed up as Al-Qaeda with a car filled with explosives, plastic explosives that were likely given to them by Buford Blount, commander of the 3rd Infantry, from Kwakwe, Q-A-Q-A-A. He let all 170 tons of plastic explosives be looted, and Petraeus is now getting interrogators to try to torture somebody to tell America that Iran's really responsible. Any real man would kill a Bushite without thought, without question, because they're dishonorable enemies, savages. You know, they don't defend America, they don't defend Iraqis, because their excuse, and this is the only way we can go with this, you know, I'm taking command, as I said, of all military actions, and we're going to bring these guys to justice. But their excuse is, well, my commander told me I had to kill the innocent women and children, so I did. You know? Stephen Russell orders soldiers to kill innocent people indiscriminately, and soldiers don't gun them down. Buford Blount orders soldiers to kill people indiscriminately, and soldiers don't gun them down. Sattler ordered the murder of more than 200,000 innocent people in Fallujah. They wouldn't let anybody out of the city, right? Then they said Zakari was there, dropped 2,000-pound bombs on the place, went house to house killing every single man, woman, and child. You know? Your demon enemy on Coast to Coast Storyline Network there, George Norrie, he liked that. He said he supported killing all boys 15 or so years old because sometime they may pick up a gun. You think George Norrie wouldn't kill your 15-year-old American child? You think he wouldn't? You think, no, he'd just kill any other innocent 15-year-old child, but he wouldn't kill an American child. You think so? You think so? He's too nice? His voice sounds too nice? Nice? He's too pleasant all the fucking time? Every fucking sentence he speaks is the same fucking thing? He's a demon, man. I'm telling you. He doesn't. You can't talk about Iraq. Your nation is at war. He doesn't want to talk about it, man. Except to say he supports the indiscriminate carnage. Art Bell, you can't talk about the war in Afghanistan. You can't talk about the neocon. But he'll tell you he supports stealing all their assets. And he's said that repeatedly. You know, that's what you got to do. You got to steal these people's monies. We ain't going to let anybody speak otherwise. And he's going to be happy, happy, joy, joy, too. You know, they're always happy. No matter how bad America gets robbed and murdered, they're always going to be that way. They're never going to allow you to speak your mind. But maybe they would if you'd try, but people don't. So, I don't know, maybe America does deserve to die, I guess. I don't know, fuck. Why don't you speak out for Johnny? Johnny America wants to come down to Washington and demand justice for ourselves. Okay, now, so how to do this? How to bring freedom for ourselves? People have to understand who NATO is, who they're killing. You know, again, they're not fighting for women's rights. They threatened to put to death a Christian, and not a single soldier spoke in the defense of that soldier, of that citizen Christian. Not a single soldier fights for women's rights in Afghanistan, but they're saying they're killing innocent people to fight for women's rights and sacrificing their lives, but yet they won't put forward any arguments because they don't have the intellects. There's no leadership. You don't have intelligent folks running our affairs. Look at the debates. I don't know how many people paid attention to this, but they're saying which comes first, American protections for the American nation or human rights? To defend America is to defend human rights. If you torture somebody to death, you're an anti-American. You know, they're torturing people in Afghanistan. The Canadian government, you know, the vast majority of our elected representatives are very much against torturing innocent people for the pleasures of a satanic devil worshiper. But our leader doesn't want to fight for those freedoms. How difficult would it be to put a Canadian soldier in these prisons to say, look, nobody's torturing anybody here. Torture is against the law. And by the way, do you have any evidence against these people? That's what the soldiers have to do. But American soldiers do not have the intellects. They can't even hold conversations. You know, look at the nation of America. Or never mind that, just think, no soldiers are talking that support Bush. It's not an accident. They're functional retards. They suffer. More than half of the members of the 10th Mountain Division, as reported by ABC News, are clinically retarded. You know, that's the official medical term. You're clinically retarded. They suffer from massive brain damage. They don't get them off the force. They don't say, well, look, you're not qualified to fire a gun. No, they keep them in the force, because these are the soldiers they send into villages to kill every man, woman, and child. And CNN doesn't think it's important. CBC doesn't think it's important. I remember talking to the just about everybody at the national desk at CBC regarding the actions of the 10th Mountain Division. We'd go over the available documents. I'd say, look, are you going to make the effort? No, we're not going to cover this, John. Who do you think you are? You know, I constantly get this. You know, more than a decade of struggling. I'd call, you know, the Edmonton Journal, for example. They're laundering money, the Alberta government's laundering money through the Lottery Corporation. Look, here's the number, send them the information, talk to them over the phone. They were actually, you know, they actually worked with me up until the editor and the owner stepped in. But all the staff at the Edmonton Journal had a meeting over the information I provided to them. It's a mathematical thing. Again, you can't argue the math. It's, you know, they're bringing in $500 million. There's barely 5,000 machines. You can't, this money, where did it come from? So we're sitting around, or they're sitting around in Edmonton, and I'm on the phone, and they're discussing whether this information should be disclosed to the public. Should the public of Alberta be granted the right to know what's going on, what's transpiring in the Lottery Corporation? Now, I've talked to the RCMP several times, and I've come up to the same roadblocks. You got honorable RCMP officers, but they can't press forward because it's a function of the provincial government. And then I talked to the greatly honorable Gary Dewar here in Manitoba, and he says he can't press forward because of CJLB and the Winnipeg Free Press. These two institutions take millions of dollars through this criminal enterprise, and if he forwards action to defend our community, those two entities will turn against our community. And just like every other populace in North America, the general populace is deeply ignorant on everything. So they want to be able to leverage the ignorance of the masses against forces that demand justice for ourselves because they lose out privately. Too many words. These arguments are, I know what happens. If I speak too much on these issues, I'm by myself. People go, he's using too many syllables. He's an idiot. Don't listen any further. But we need justice. We need to defend ourselves. Realize, nobody disagrees with me, but for those that advocate censorship, those that say, don't let him speak for justice ourselves, when he says nobody can find a cause for the Iraq war, there was no reason to bomb the country. You know, and libertarians, as great as their hearts are, do not have the power that in their minds to understand. Instead, they say it's the UN's fault, or it's the American government's fault. It's your fault for not speaking out for the interests of ourselves, understanding what freedom is. So, you know, I've looked very briefly at the Liberty Dollar situation, and I can't tell you that I'm an expert at how their operations are run. But I'll tell you, you know, it's those coins look really beautiful, but just this is my first impression. 2 tons of coins were seized, and they're made of copper, and they're copper dollars. So, I don't know, is that a you know, the problem with the Federal Reserve and what's written in the Constitution in respect to the Congress controlling the issuing of currency is that you do not want private individuals in our public exchange of currencies. So if you've got, you know, the Liberty Dollar guys, like, again, I don't know much about this, but it's not the answer to say, well, another private company will manufacture our currency. You know, how is it profitable? We don't want it to be profitable for people to mint their own currencies. We want, you know, the dollar to be ourselves. It's of our nation's value. And this is why the Congress is supposed to be in control of issuing currency. Right now it's the Federal Reserve, which is for private bankers who make those decisions, and people in Congress aren't qualified. They truly aren't. You know, people ask every Democrat, well, I love Kucinich, and people, Americans, have a hard time supporting him because he's so wise. He's so intelligent. You know, he told you before, he's the only guy I know of there who before the war started said, look, this war has no cause. There's no reason to bomb the country. He's similar to myself. You know, he was smart enough to know that, and that's the only person there. You know, out of all these other guys, and when you talk to them, what does Bush and the Bushites say? They say, well, we got to consult the military on what the next step is. Me as king, I want to understand what we're doing. Okay, if you don't understand, get out of our way or don't participate in the conversation. We want to know what we're doing. You know, Petraeus is not defending American interests by suggesting torturing people to find out that Iran's truly responsible is not going to save the lives of American soldiers. And remember, because the war has no cause, all these soldiers' lives have been sacrificed for no reason, no good reason. There is nothing. If you wanted to save American patriot lives, don't bomb the place. Stop killing innocent people. Stop torturing people. Stop stealing their money. You know, you say all the soldiers aren't stealing the money. Yeah, but the guys who are stealing the cash aren't being arrested. You know, they give them, they sent out pallets of billions and billions of American tax dollars and just gave it out freely to whoever. You know, they try to implicate every soldier into the criminal fleecing of the American virtue or the American values. They're not fighting for America. They're not fighting to even defend themselves, because if they were, these soldiers would be demanding the arrest of Bush, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, Myers, and Cheney for the crimes of 9/11. They closed investigations immediately after the terrorist event of question. We have video of liquefied steel flowing from the towers like water. Okay, that doesn't happen. Fire cannot liquefy steel. You know, but whatever. So we need some answers here. And I'm the guy. I want some support here. Now, what are we going to do? These guys on Coast to Coast have to be kicked off the airwaves. Okay, Ian Punnett, he's doing a thing on Sasquatch again. Come on. Your nation is at war. These demons don't want to allow you to talk about the war. You can't talk about anything in respect to your sacrificing son and daughter. They are actually dying. You know, well over 30,000 American lives sacrificed. More than 1 million innocent Iraqis. And it's a topic they don't want to discuss with you. With you, my friend. You know, they play themselves off as the elite. They're better than you. And it's always this, look at how happy we are. And who cares about, I'm not saying it's a crime to believe in the Sasquatch. I'm a bigger phenomenon than the Bigfoot, okay? I'm alive and breathing here. Speaking, acting, and I'm a god. You know, they don't want to talk to a god, a real god. You know, they don't like those real gods because they're so wise. with the world, and nobody disagrees with them because their principled function is to discuss indivisible truths that we all share equally, equitably. They don't like that because I defeat people who don't know what they're talking about constantly. You know, and I can be defeated, and I love it. It's great. You know, I can learn something new, not defeated, but, you know, if there's something I'm missing in a particular instance of political affairs, and you know, with an open line program, you can call me up on Coast to Coast and say, look, John, you got to remember, Blackwater have no interest in defending anybody's freedom. They're there for the dollars, for the money. They'll tell you that's what they're there for. And Americans are still told that they're lawless and unaccountable and they can't be arrested. Well, they shoot people indiscriminately. I mean, the FBI went out to Iraq, if you've paid any attention to this. They say there was no cause. They were shooting people that were running away from the scene. But it's not that there wasn't a cause. There was a bomb that went off almost a mile away from that position. Did Blackwater just leave where that bomb went off? Because, again, remember, we've caught these private mercenary forces dressed up as Al-Qaeda killing police officers. CBC and CNN, they don't think that's an important news item. Police officers of North America, please support me. I want to clean up the police agencies. We're going to ban the taser until we can have an open discussion and understand, you know, it doesn't, you're not defending anybody there. You know, this guy that they murdered, here's an interesting thing, Poland. People of Polish ancestry, support me, because I'll get justice for this individual. In the video, you know, they start tasering him like 30 seconds or 27 seconds into the altercation, but you can hear the audio in the tape before the officers, just as the officers arriving on the scene, can I use my taser? And the other guy, yeah, use your taser. And they get there, and you can see, actually, that man's reaction to the police officers. He goes soft. And maybe in his mind for that moment, he thought, okay, well, finally, I know these are police officers. And you can see him relax. You can see him, it's a position of his reaction to authority. He goes soft. This is, again, these are through the eyes of God, okay? There's very few people who can see this. But if you watch the video very, very carefully, look at his mannerisms, look at how the individual reacts. He goes soft. His head tilts to the side subtly, and he's acquiescing to their authority very softly. And one guy, the guy who wants to use the taser, comes at him aggressively, and the Polish man sees this aggression, and he's shocked, and he steps back. What's going on? You know, because he's already, he's uncertain of where he's at. He doesn't speak English. He's having a hard time communicating to anybody, and he's frightened. It's that cop who was so excited as a sadist to electrocute an innocent man that got the Polish man reacting. So he steps back. He's not waving punches or anything. He's scared. And they start tasering him, electrocuting him with 50,000 bucks. And then they taser him once. He's on the ground. The guy puts his knee on his neck. How much does that guy weigh? I want that guy with a knee on the neck to be charged with attempted murder. At least manslaughter. He has to be charged with manslaughter. Okay, you're putting your entire weight on the man's neck. Okay, so they've electrocuted him once, then they electrocute him again, then they electrocute him again, and he's dead. And as they've said in the news, they make no effort to revive him. I thought they're there to defend people. Okay, now, what is my idea? Why are these police officers like this? I want to know what their ages are, because you know what I suspect? I suspect these guys joined the police force in the last 5 years. I think all police officers who have joined the police force in the last 5 years should be on probation, because we've lived in a very sadistic society since the Bush junta has stolen our power. Anybody who wants to join the police force today, particularly in America, but also in Canada, you know, I'm not saying this is the case. Always, I'm saying, people who are sadists are inclined to join the police force because they see American police officers gunning down innocent people and they don't get arrested. Did you see that police officer taser the woman practically to death? And you could tell, again, through the eyes of God, and it's through the eyes of you as a man or a woman if you pay attention. You know, you can see the officer, he puts the woman in the back of the car, he leaves the door open. He leaves the door open because he knows that she's upset over him acting authoritatively over her free soul. He leaves the door open, you know, in the cop car. He wants, you know, you come out of that cop car, I'll have to taser you again. He wants to taser her.
He wants to do that to her. He wants to hurt a woman. And he weighs like 320 fucking pounds. And you see the enjoyment he takes.
Was he charged for a criminal offense? You know, prior to Bush, he would have been charged with a criminal offense. Men of that community would have stood up and demanded some accountability. But you see in that video, you look out the back window of that cop car. What do you see? See, four or five burly men. Like, these guys look like they go to the gym on a regular basis. Four or five of them. Like, big fucking muscled guys. So they're like 10 meters away from a single cop who's electrocuting a woman over and over and over again, and they're sipping their pop drinks, watching this woman be electrocuted by this sadistic Nazi cop. And they don't do anything. In Johnny's world, that wouldn't happen. In my world, that wouldn't happen. A cop that's openly victimizing an innocent woman who doesn't need, again, he's like 300 pounds. You can't restrain her? No, he wants to hurt her. Just like these cops who murdered this Polish man. The guy, you can hear it in the video. If you listen carefully, you can hear the audio. The guy's all excited about tasering somebody. He wants to electrocute somebody. You know, it's not about protecting the area or trying to secure somebody who's frightened. You know, it would have been so easy for me in that situation. Hey, how you doing? Where are you from? Oh, it's okay, it's okay. You know, show him a map, you know, draw a happy face. You know, he's not hurting anybody. Sit down on the floor and say, hey, come sit down, pat the floor. Come on, sit over here. Come on, what's the problem, buddy? Come on. You're missing, so, you know, we'll find somebody, we'll translate. You know, you can... People feed off each other in the way you present yourself. These cops, they want to hurt you. So there has to be some accountability in police action. So I want to have a moratorium on tasering. You can't taser anybody anymore, okay? And I don't want to make that official distinction or decision. And then everybody goes, well, he's being a real dictator, Johnny Wizard is. I want to have open discussions on using these forms of weaponry. You know, if you have a gun and the guy's actually got a knife, or he's threatening to kill somebody, or he's threatening to punch a police officer, shoot him in the leg. How about shooting him in the leg? If it's like a life-threatening situation. You know, but all the video we have of these murder victims that get tased to death, they don't have weapons and they're not threatening really anybody. Like the woman being electrocuted... If you haven't seen this video, I beg you to, because you'll see these things in the background, these men, they've got all kinds of muscles. And there's a bunch of them. Not one of them can say, hey, stop electrocuting this woman! What the fuck are you doing? Well, nobody can say that. You have no power or will to defend a woman that's being electrocuted right in front of yourself? No, they're going to drink their pop drinks. It's a shoe. Let's watch a 320-pound fat piece of shit hurt this woman. And what's her crime? Who knows? Who knows what the background is on that? All we know it was completely unnecessary and that he took pleasure in electrocuting her and wanted to continue by leaving the cop car open. Yeah, leave it open. Let's, you know, you come out of this car and she's, you know, whatever her... I know what's going on there. And maybe I can better articulate it if I spend some time meditating on it to find better words. But hopefully you can hear where I'm coming from on this. So, yeah. So we do that. We understand... we have from some very big job responsibilities in front of us all. Neocons, all of them, every single one of them has to be arrested and put into custody. Now, we're not torturing any of them, okay? But they're all guilty, pretty much. We'll try each and every one of them, okay? You look at the neocons when they talk about Pakistan. He's arrested lawyers, you know? They arrested human rights workers. They arrest... people who are running in democratic opposition. He's arrested these people, and that's their crime for being a lawyer. And they say, well, we have to cooperate with him because he's fighting the war on terror. You know, there is not an automatic response to say, no, that is terrorism. You know, and again, Musharraf, he's the same as Bushite. You know, he kills these people, says they're Al-Qaeda. Who's Al-Qaeda? You know, can you imagine any nation on earth? You know, the leader that you have there starts bombing your own cities. Doesn't arrest anybody, just starts bombing cities and say, we're killing Al-Qaeda. We do not want to go there. You know, we need evidence to form our conclusions on who's good or evil, who's a criminal and who's a free agent. Okay? So I want those who are responsible for the crimes of 9/11 to be arrested. Now, people, we're unbound when we talk about this issue because there's so many aspects to it. And in your mind, you perhaps, no, I can't control it all, so I'm not going to do that. I got to support Bush in faith. And somehow, if I keep supporting Bush by not speaking against the demon, justice will prevail eventually. No, you have to fight for justice today. Bush has to be arrested, okay? Cheney has to be arrested. And they can have lawyers, but they're going to be going to jail for life or they're going to be put to death. Okay, now there's a lot of issues here. You got to understand, those who cooperate with Rumsfeld, they die. Rumsfeld cannot risk having them survive. And it only makes sense. You know, if you're committing a huge terrorist act against America and you cooperate with a neocon, they will kill you because they don't want you to survive. Why take the risk? You know, this is the nature of why evil destroys evil, why Bushites kill Bushites for stolen nickels. You know, a guy who aligns himself as an enemy of America to steal your money while cooperating with Rumsfeld will kill. Why? Why let that thing survive? It can't be trusted. You know, there's no honor among thieves because they can't trust themselves. They shoot each other in the head or kill each other. So that's a good thing. You know, and any one of them can be saved at any time. You just say, listen, there's all kinds of ways of doing this. You go, look, we offer rewards. We say, look, if you were part of the terrorist atrocity in New York City and you played a part in setting the explosives, we'll offer you amnesty and perhaps $10 million, and it will be a secure amnesty, okay? But I'm going to need lots of money here, or I'm going to need America to support me, because I don't have $10 million. I don't even have fucking $10 to feed myself. I'm losing weight, and I'm practically starving to death here. Okay, but, you know, if all goes well, this is what America could do to bring these guys to justice. You offer amnesty and $10 million to those who set the explosives in the World Trade Center 7. And you do it through a legitimate police action, and I will head that department, okay, of officers that can be from any officers can participate, and it'll be naked, or not naked, well, yeah, it's naked, but I mean, it's completely see-through, there's nothing hidden, but for perhaps the identity of the individual who will take the $10 million and will be provided God security, okay, we're talking serious business here, and we do that. Now, listen, If none of them take the cash, they'll kill themselves. They can't be trusted, right? A Bushite will kill. He'll say, well, look, this guy, he can't be trusted. He's a Bushite. Like me. I'd kill an American for $5 easy. He can't trust me. I can't trust him. He'll take the $10 million and be provided security for the rest of his life, living happy, while I'm either spending the rest of my life behind bars or publicly put to death for high treason. And that's how it'll work. Yeah, there you go. Again, there's no honor among thieves. You know? Hopefully you know. Concentrate. Pray on that. Meditate on it. Think about it and you'll realize it's a phenomenally excellent idea. You know, or I shouldn't have said they'll be provided God protection. God protection, I mean, we're all committed to trying to help save ourselves from tyranny. Now, not all the people, a lot of people are controlled through psychotic drugs, you know. Not everybody, perhaps, I don't know, we'll have to see, but not everybody who cooperated with Rumsfeld to kill Americans perhaps was cognizant. Well, I know for sure, a lot of them aren't cognizantly aware of it, because that's how these strategies go down. They implement just as Peter Power does. All kinds of people in Scotland Yard, but those people in Scotland Yard didn't want to kill Brits, but he puts them into the crime scene like you do with the terrorist drills, as occurred in America. Support my rise to popular acclaim. I want to get on coast to coast. We'll demand these demons' arrest. We'll work through our continuing problems. Again, it's an open line forum. Not like what Art Bell has now. You know? Or George Norrie and Ian Fuckett. You know? Mr. Fucking Sasquatch. Well, your nation is being destroyed. You know, your soldiers are dying, like 30,000. Like, look at that. All these soldiers are dead, and I'm still watching the news, and it's, as they did in the debate, and I guess a little further on, you know, it's not even a concern, really. You know, it's still about 33,000 soldiers or 3,800 soldiers have died. Well, no, we already know it's 10 times that amount. Can't you be honest now that we all know they're still going to continue on with the bullshit show? Stop saying that. You know, and let's find out what these suicides are. The number's too high. It's either these soldiers were sacrificed for this criminal war, and they were counted as suicides so the families wouldn't receive their insurance payments. I don't like the fact that any soldier's treated any better than any American citizen. These things have not done anything virtuous but war against God and war against freedom. You know, they want special rights. No special rights. Everybody's treated fairly. But we have to look into this and find out how their lives have been wasted. You know, how can that many people cannot commit suicide unless they're directly, waking up and feeling guilty about what they've done and then committed suicide. And I say, no. God forgives all, if you're truly asking. Okay, this is the thing. I'll forgive anybody. I'd forgive Hitler if he asked me, you know, openly and honorably and honestly. As that's nothing is separate from existence ourselves. Everything is innocent. That's why God can't generally cast judgment separate from ourselves. But you, it has to be an honorable, honest position. You can change your evil ways, Bushite Nazi grunt fuck. You can become a real man and go, look, I feel bad about killing these innocent women and children. I was in the Air Force dropping bombs on Fallujah, and we murdered over 200,000 people. Using, napalm and white phosphorus. I want those who are responsible for issuing those orders to be brought to justice. I was just obeying orders and my head was cloudy, and I don't think it was right to kill all those people indiscriminately so the neocons could further destroy my dying America. Johnny Wizard is a great man. Truly a great man. So support me. Or die, I guess. You know, you're either going to support me or you're going to die. Yeah, whatever, fuck, I guess. You know, whatever you want to do. We got to stop. All vaccines will be halted until people understand the science behind what they're doing. Now, again, I think it's a sadistic thing or whatever it is. You know, when's the last time we've had German measles? People have to understand influenza is a constantly mutating virus. So you have to know that. The World Health Organization issues issues orders every year to say the next year so many people will die from a certain strain. So they put out the strain and that's how many people die, and they're 100% correct every time. You know, you got to understand, it's the World Health Organization that just murdered your family or members of your family with an influenza shot. And then when you go on the bus and you sneeze this constantly mutating virus, you know, or slowly mutating, I mean, everybody's getting the same strain. And then it subtly changes, and then you sneeze, and the people who didn't get the shot end up getting sick and dying. And the dumb fuck, or the Republicans, the right-wing Nazi fucking enemies of humanity, say, oh, there you go, see, he didn't get a shot and he dies. No, he was murdered by the World Health Organization. So we got to better understand what we're doing. Now, Mercury, I want to hear what scientists have to say on these issues. See, it's never on TV, never on the radio, never in the newsprint. There's one or two books on the face of the planet who even discuss this subject, so it's not like, oh, it's widely known and you're just an ignorant son of a bitch. No. You think of all the doctors and all the nurses who give these shots, and none of them know what the fuck they're doing, because there's no material or information available. You know, but to know, mercury is a neurotoxin. Why are, you know, Bush vetoes a ban on mercury? She says, no, we're going to keep putting mercury in your veins. And, you know, guys like Colbert, the Skeptic magazine, like, isn't this, like, that's really demonic, the guy who runs that. Like, it's just wicked evil. Like, we got to find out what is psychologically motivating this person to be so ungodly and evil. But he was on Colbert's show. He says, oh, yeah, we don't do that. Yeah, you do. You know, but he's on there. Colbert doesn't, you know, I like Colbert. He's all right. You know, he's kind of crazy in this crazy world. But he doesn't know anything about it. He supports this madness. And then, those who say 9/11 was an inside job or are conspiracy theorists. No, that's where all the evidence is. So we need to discuss things much better than we have been. So support my rise to popular acclaim, you fuckers. And we'll love each other as we should, committed equally and equitably to bring happiness and prosperity for the human species, or we're going to continually die like this. Again, NATO commanders command Air Force grunts to just bomb people indiscriminately, and then they say, it's Al-Qaeda, You know, but they don't respect your freedom enough to tell us who's Al-Qaeda and why didn't you just arrest somebody? You think it's Al-Qaeda. Well, if you knew for sure that's who that person was, why didn't you just send some soldiers over there and get them? Why did you bomb a village and kill every inhabitant present, you know, as they've done repeatedly in Afghanistan? You know, they'll keep killing all these people, and then they send in the grunts or the army guys in Iraq. It's like this. You know, they'll bomb someplace. So it's really the Air Force that's an enemy of American forces in Iraq presently. They'll drop bombs, and then they say, yeah, send a military in there now. Or those people who survived will leave the city and go and hunt down Bushite as best they can. You know, all the stolen money from Iraq has to be returned. Oil revenues will be shared equitably. That means everybody has an equal share. They don't want to do that. You know, no. The American Bushite-aligned oil companies are going to take the majority of the money for the next, you know, they say 30 years, but the thing that people don't realize is they've also have included in those contracts the ability to ban the knowledge on how to operate these facilities. So they won't allow anybody in Iraq to learn. They'll kill school teachers, you know, they'll kill reporters and journalists, or just put journalists in Guantanamo, so Guantanamo's got to be shut down. That's where you actually have to raise your gun. You know, that's the instance where it's as clear as day. An innocent person will not be held in prison. We kill you. I'm serious. This is when you actually have to hold up your gun, soldier, and maybe have to shoot somebody. These things who are running Guantanamo are enemies of every member of the human body politic. Okay, the Magna Carta's got this down pretty much completely. And all throughout our history, we've faced this challenge before. You know, those who support Guantanamo are true. They are actual demons. You know, they'll give you any excuse, you know, to deny you to know that it's an innocent person, man. You fucking die, you Bush bitch Nazi fuck. You know, you got no evidence against the person. It's a person that's been kidnapped. Don't tell us you got some fucking bullshit top secret intelligence that you can't tell us about. Die, Bushite, die! Okay? So that's going to be serious. Guantanamo is our first target. And every Republican who disagrees will be arrested for treason and without bail, and we'll fucking try them for treason, and they'll be put to death or spend the rest of their lives behind bars. Republicans are our enemies. Look at the debates. The Democrat debates, well, they're all... None of these people are qualified, except for Kucinich. And then the Republican debates, these things are demons. All of them are demons, except for Ron Paul. Ron Paul's pretty cool. He's got lots of great ideas. I support Ron Paul on a lot of things. I just, like with Alex Jones, I just disagree with his conclusions everywhere. I want accountability. We can say the Federal Reserve is fucked, but just getting rid of the Federal Reserve is not going to answer our problem. Like the Liberty Dollar. We don't want private interest creating a new currency. We want it to be accountable to the public, because it's the public's currency. So we have to go back to the Constitution. So the libertarians, they say they support the Constitution, but they don't really support the Constitution, because all government is bad. Now, the reason libertarians always say all government is bad is because they don't have the intellect. They don't know anything about Social Security. Get rid of Social Security. Well, no, it's got to be fixed. All this money's been stolen. No, that requires intelligence. I don't have that capability, so destroy it. Well, you know, it's to help elderly people, man. It's to help our grandmothers. I know you don't care much about your grandmother, because likely you've got lots of money and you're wealthy, but there's a lot of other people, okay, that have grandmothers that are deeply loved and cared for, and if we can find a good way, not what's going on there now, it's just a free-for-all. Bush took $700 billion out of those accounts. You're only getting 2% on your return. Somebody's been skimming money off that since its inception, practically. All that money's got to be brought back. And that's kind of the thing. It's always much more difficult. So I support Ron Paul, except to say the fight's going to be a lot more difficult. We gotta hire a lot more cops, investigating police officers, not cops that go around tasering people, but cops that can read and investigate who we got all tracked down. And the great thing about all my police actions are that everything is a see-through. You can inquire about it. It'll all be public information. It'll be much like that show, 48 Hours on A&E. That show is excellent. That show is fantastic. You know, where you follow police officers going after suspects for criminal offenses, and they follow them through the first 48 hours of investigations. That's fantastic. That's the kind of thing we want to be doing in respect to tracking down the money that's lost through all these scams. Like, earmarking, 36,000 pending checks. Nobody knows where the money's going. Again, Howard Dean, best example, $16 billion nowhere to be found. Just gone. A Republican signs a blank check for himself and nobody knows where the money went. Okay, Bush took $50 billion. We got to track that money down. And again, even the bullshit story, you know, if you understand what the bullshit story is, he says, well, we gave the money to Saudi Arabia. Well, Saudi Arabia is the wealthiest country on the face of the planet. They have trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. You, as an American taxpayer, are going to give them $50 billion worth of weaponry to silence voices for freedom in that country because they don't offer freedom. There's no constitution there to defend the rights of Saudi Arabian peoples. Now, the people there are pretty stupid. Okay, they all wear exactly the same clothes. They all talk exactly the same. And that's, I guess, part of the frightening thing of it is people are fearful to see how the human mind can be controlled. And I'm sure they use it as an example, the Bush junta. They look at the people there and they go, yeah, we want the American people to be like that, where we can control their thoughts, their religion. You know, and this the religion of Saudi Arabia, the Wahhabist sect, is not from the Quran. They don't follow the teachings of the Quran. They don't follow the teachings of Muhammad. You have to treat people equitably. You know, you're giving this government, which is private mercenary controlled. It's the company Vanel? Yeah, it's Vanel. So, you know, their police forces aren't Wahhabists, right? Or they are, because they fight for what the Wahhabists say. No Christian can die here. No Jew can die here. So their police force, which was headed up by Buford Blunt was one of the military commanders of the Saudi Arabian military prior to the Iraqi conflict starting up. Bush, on behalf of America, hired a Saudi Wahhabist who goes after Christians and Jews in Saudi Arabia to lead the 3rd Infantry into Afghanistan, giving out 170 tons of plastic explosives, ordering soldiers to indiscriminately murder anybody, and stealing our money. You know, they stole all the cash. They go on thieving expeditions. The Saudi Wahhabists did that. And the grunts don't even fucking care because they don't have the minds. They're, you know, functional retards. Most people who suffer from mental handicaps in comparison to the general public are actually more loving than a general person is. If you've worked with mentally handicapped people or you know some mentally handicapped people, they're gentle, loving people. More so than the average member of the body politic. These are good people. These are loving people. Okay? But when we're talking about American soldier minds, they poison them with all kinds of substances. When they hold these bazookas, again, through the eyes of God, nobody can see this apparently, or some people can, but if you look at video footage of a Bushite grunt shooting some bazooka-type weapon, you can see the forces of the munition sending out a wave that goes right through the soldier's skull. Like you can see the wave on the video. Like you gotta really be careful. You gotta look really closely. But you can see the wave passing through the soldier's skull. I'm sure that this is causing the majority of brain damage for American grunts. Plus, they give you all kinds of poisons and then they give you uppers. You know, you're taking narcotic pills that are classified at the same level as crack cocaine, the same addictiveness as crack cocaine. So, you know, they're putting them full of drugs, you know, messing up their brains with these shockwaves. And as a consequence, your son or daughter dies for a war that's got no cause. There's no reason to bomb the place. If you wanted to save American lives, why didn't you just say, don't bomb Iraq? There's no reason to bomb it. Now, we had millions of people marching in the street, but CNN and CBC wouldn't take our calls. You know, and I'm the perfect example here. You know, Mr. Time here. I'm a, you know, Mr. Time space guy. I showed you prior to, or as we were going through, I'm phoning the CBC National News. I'm going, listen, we need to discuss the fact that there's no cause for the war. We have unrestricted access to go wherever they please. Look, just put a broadcast out. I'll produce it myself, I offered. You know, deputize these soldiers into inspectors. They don't have to kill anybody. Just walk them in. There's nobody shooting at them. Saddam says you can go wherever you please without delay. And then he said take over the media. Is Saddam breaking the law anywhere? Is he treating anybody unequitably? You have all these mechanisms of demonization that are implemented on the minds of the general viewer to say what a terrible person he is. Oh, all kinds of people are being tortured or whatever. If that was the case, fight for freedom. Just like they do in Afghanistan, women are being abused, fight for the women's rights. They don't say anything. You know, they don't fight to defend ourselves. All they do is bomb people indiscriminately and then get shot back at and die. And that's exactly what the Pentagon's official strategy is, implemented by, initially, Rumsfeld, is to kill innocent people as terrorists in hopes that they'll gun down the soldier and you'll get caught into a conflict where the neocons can take all our cash, as they're doing, and as was reported on Oberman. Finally! Thank you, Oberman. Well, it's not Oberman, actually. It's the members of the Democratic Party. You know, finally, they're saying this money isn't accounted for. It's not going to save a soldier in Iraq. It's not going to save a soldier in Afghanistan. You know, and I told you this earlier. You know, initially, I forget what the numbers are. Initially, the war cost half as much per month in the first war, or the first year of this war in Iraq. So, and that's when the most expensive things took place. 38,000 strikes in Iraq to indiscriminately murder at least 100,000 people that were told Bush wants to save them. And he gave Saddam 48 hours to leave, and then Saddam, as we've learned just a couple months ago, Saddam agreed that he would leave to save the lives of Iraqis, so Bush started bombing immediately thereafter, 6 hours into his offer of 48. And all the women that worked at the telephone exchange buildings were all indiscriminately slaughtered. They bombed, you know, all the public infrastructure. Why are you killing all these people indiscriminately? Then the soldiers moved into a Baghdad, indiscriminately slaughtering everybody, shooting people every which way, all over. You know? And then Tommy Franks, and then there's calm, and then Tommy Franks, well, we can't have calm because I can't rob the central bank. So he kills the police officers at the museum, confessed to by over fucking 100 witnesses, and the soldiers themselves said that's what they did. So Tommy Franks, you know, could fucking rob the bank. And they killed all these people, so we want all that cash returned. Tommy Franks has to be arrested. NATO commanders have to be arrested. Most fucking definitely. Who's ever ordering these bombing campaigns must be tried for war crimes and put to death. We put the Nazis to death, we'll put NATO commanders to death. Okay, they keep issuing orders to indiscriminately slaughter people. And the Magic TV, again, just as they wouldn't report people who try to tell you about how the war has no cause, so too they tell you, oh, they just killed the Taliban, Al-Qaeda. Well, every time, without exception, we find out who these people are. It's another innocent family, or an entire village, or an entire city. The city of Fallujah. You know, they wouldn't let anybody out of the city and said, no, we're here to protect you. We love Fallujah. We're just going after Zakari. Wouldn't let anybody out. Then killed everybody. Went house to house, throwing grenades into houses, killing all inhabitants present. Everybody was an insurgent. And CNN did a special called The Anvil of God to tell you about how these child killers were heroes. Remembrance Day for the next 1,000 years will be on CNN. Their demonic propagandizing with that documentary called Anvil of God sided with the facts. You know, you will see how demonic the people are at CNN when you know what the truth is and know that they couldn't possibly have gotten it wrong by accident. They are purposefully working to propagandize our families so Zionist enemies of Israel can steal more cash from us as the unsuspecting victims. They give this money in kickbacks to organizations like AIPAC and Near East, or the Mideast, what is it, Near East Foreign Policy Group. Like, all these guys have literally millions of dollars that they get from Zionists in Israel, who in turn got it from Republicans, to sell propaganda to have you think that dropping 7 million landmines on Lebanon is an act of love over 170 towns and villages. 7 million landmines. CNN doesn't want to tell you about it. CBC doesn't want to tell you about it. These children will be murdered indiscriminately for decades. They don't even want to, you know, we need justice. A Zionist is an enemy of God. Read the Old Testament. Read the New Testament. Read any fucking biblical text practically. These are enemies of God. You know, they're enemies of Jews. They leave Jews to starve to death in the streets of Israel so they'll attract more charitable aid, as so reported by the Jerusalem Post, that they can use that money elsewhere. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, the Jerusalem Post contacted people in the government and said, why are you starving people in a garbage dump? Why can't you give them some form of social assistance? And they said, we purposefully underfund it so we can get more charitable aid. Jews, they starve on the streets in Israel, and then they'd show the people living in garbage dumps, broadcast internationally, spent millions and millions of dollars to broadcast this hour-long infomercial I'm sure most people have seen it, where they show the people actually living in a deserted dwelling with garbage about a foot and a half throughout the entire place. And these things are sleeping in the garbage, eating in the garbage, and they have the video footage of it, of them going through the house. And then you see the old ladies on the street begging for money to feed themselves. And these guys are the most despicable culture that's ever existed throughout all time space. There's nothing more evil than a Zionist of Israel today. They'll steal an innocent person's home, and then you as an American give them $200,000 to leave the house. It's a payment. They stole an innocent person's home at gunpoint, then you as a taxpayer give them $200,000 to leave. So they take the $200,000 and they go, oh, thanks a lot, sucker. And then they just steal another house, and then you as an American taxpayer give them another $200,000. Now those Zionist enemies of God who steal those innocent people's homes at gunpoint by Nazi savage soldiers who are never held to account for war crimes, as they will be. Christ is coming down to fucking Israel, and we're going to put these Nazi fuckers in jail for shooting people indiscriminately. That's an act of murder. You're put to death for that in my world. In fact, you will be put to death. I'm coming down to Israel. The loving God is coming to Israel to bring justice for ourselves, to be treated equitably, to be treated fairly. But they continually steal all this cash. So a lot of these things have like hundreds of millions of dollars that steal innocent people's homes. But again, there's an innocent Jew who's starving on the street, begging for spare change, and these things that steal hundreds of millions of dollars from Americans by confiscating an innocent person's home by gunpoint, they won't give the fucker $5 to save him, his own brethren. But yet he says, God says the Jew is allowed to do this. Blame the Jew for this. They say that that's what's in scriptures. No, Jews don't do that. You know, the fundamental teaching of the Jewish religion is that don't do to others what you wouldn't want to be done to yourself. Do you want your home stolen, all your possessions stolen, to be sent to live in a concentration camp, deprived food and water? Do you want that as a Jew? And the Zionist says, yes, I do want that. So they justify and legitimize the actions of Hitler. And I say, that's not what a Jew does. A Jew is a beautiful person who believes in God and believes in the Messiah. You know, people don't even know this. People who aren't familiar with the Jewish tenets of religion. Or the Jewish Jubilee, for example. Ask John Stewart, who says he's a big Jew with a big dick. He's funny. You know, he says he's a big Jew. He says he doesn't believe in original sin. Ask John Stewart what the Jewish Jubilee is. Well, I'll tell you what the Jewish Jubilee is. The Jewish Jubilee has been practiced for thousands of years. And what this is every 50 years, a Jewish family gives up all their possessions and starts again on their own. Now, why do they do that? Because they know this story of the Old Testament. And they also, they're Jews no matter where they live on earth. They believe in God being Jewish Canadians. You know, that's the teachings of the Jewish faith in the Old Testament. Believe in God wherever you're living. It doesn't matter that you live in Israel. You know, people are shocked. It's like, you think that that's shocking. Wait till you read the Quran. It'll blow your frickin' mind. You know, it'll blow your mind. And I'm here to say, hey, it's pretty cool. That's right, there's a creator. You know, and there's all kinds of cool stuff I can show you. And I can bring about such a better world. If you just believe in yourself as much as I do, I know you have the potential to fight for freedom. I know justice is important to you. If you'd only believe in yourself, that you have rights here too, my brothers and sisters. Extend me a few dollars so I can feed myself. Do not let me starve to death. Please do not let me die this way. Do not let me die as you're expected to by Zionist command. Do not let the Zionists win. Let justice win. I'm an equal citizen. I'm a partially fictional character. You know, people go, ooh, he's written. No, I'm just playing, man. I'm doing whatever I can with the power of words to bring about a better world where we respect ourselves, again, equally committed to freedom for all. Evidence is a requirement to convince ourselves of something. Those who say otherwise, you know, if they're warring us, we have to war them back. Those who support Guantanamo are enemies of all humans being. They are innocent people. What can't you figure? An innocent person shall not be imprisoned. That's the Magna Carta. You know, those who argue otherwise, we arrest for treason. And if they have a gun, you have to fucking, I don't know, you guys have to support me. That's all I can say right now. But this show's gone on way too long this time around, but I think it's going to be a good one, though. So I'll hear from you guys soon. Love you later. Bye.
Winnipeg, John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. John, Winnipeg, go.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm listening to you guys as normal, and, you know, I hate to be the bad guy here, but a free market dreams or pipe dreams without any accountability is totalitarian dictatorship. And the difficult thing...
What do you mean without accountability? What do
you mean? Well, you know, it's hard to find out exactly where to start. I'd like to maybe refer to a couple of positions that Ron Paul has, but essentially, to make it really simple, you want the best service possible with the dollars allotted. It's just a really simple thing. The unfortunate thing is that it's an intellectual challenge depending on what issue you're talking about. If you talk about Ron Paul in respect to Social Security, for example, the one thing he's forgetting to tell you about, or perhaps he doesn't know, is the Bush administration has taken over $700 billion out of those accounts, not to go to people... Pardon me?
There are no accounts.
Well, no.
You know too much about this, but the way Social Security works is the government takes money in and spends it immediately.
Right, it's a trust fund. It's a trust fund, but the money... Pardon me?
The trust fund presumes there's money.
There's a trust fund, but there isn't one.
They're lying to you.
Right. And so, but I mean, right. So if you wanted a free market system, you want to understand where the money's coming and where it's going, who the money's put, you know, where the money's going into whose pocket. Like, if you look at your healthcare industry, for example, you guys would say...
Slow down a second here. Now, the free market would be me choosing, me being able to keep the money I earn and me deciding how to spend it. There's no system. It's just a free market. I don't understand why you're calling it a system.
Well, you have to have a fire department. You have to have police... Guys, you need
protection, and I'll hire protection services if necessary.
Well, there's other people that live in your city, though. You know,
hire those services too, and if they can't afford it, then they can ask for assistance from local charities.
So there'll be different tiers of freedom. People who can't afford freedom don't get freedom, and those who can afford to have a right, but a person who can't afford a private mercenary force that's not accountable to a rule of law would. Pardon me?
Don't need protection services. All they need are locks on their doors and a gun in their bedroom. Most people don't need that. You know, there are the occasional crimes that happen, in which case an insurance policy would be sufficient, and those insurance policies wouldn't have to cost very much because, again, crime doesn't really...
Those insurance policies would be predicated on a definitive line of some rights being infringed somewhere. So that's what freedom is. You all agree nobody wants to be murdered, no matter who you are. So, I mean, these are the things. You set out principles that all people would adhere to, defend yourselves as a free, liberated people. If you have second-tier citizenry or third-tier or whatever, you're going to live in a society that's unfair. But let me just give you the example.
I've got to correct you because you're using terms all over the place that aren't necessarily accurate.
Which one?
The term citizen presumes an agreement between an individual and a government. When in a free market situation, there would be no citizens. You would just have free individuals. Operating in the marketplace.
Right, without any rules at all? No rules to be set?
Oh, there's plenty of rules. There'd be plenty of rules.
Okay, so, well, that's what the government is. Who's going to enforce the rules? Who's going to enforce the rules? It would be you, right, as a citizen?
The government makes rules arbitrarily and enforces them on everyone. In the free marketplace, private property owners can set the rules that they want to, and if you want to go on their private property, you would agree to be bound by those rules.
Right. Well, good... Right. Okay, so good rules would stand strong for good reason. If somebody puts in a bad law, you as a democratic voice in that government should be able to defeat it. You should be able to say, listen, this is unfair, this law. So good laws stand strong for good reason. When you have a government that doesn't uphold those principles, it's your responsibility as a citizen to go, wait a second, I need evidence to form my guilty verdict. Because if we don't use evidence, the bad guys are going to actually get away. You know, it's as simple as that. So if you say the government is bad, it's only bad because you haven't held them to account to say, listen, you have to obey our basic principles that no person would disagree to if you want freedom.
How is that going?
Well, it's going pretty good. It depends. A lot of people are dead. No, a lot of people have died. But there are a lot of people that say, you know, if you want to defend Americans from being, you know, murdered, you want to arrest those who committed 9/11. And according to the FBI, it's General Ahmad. Now, you might say, I'm a libertarian.
You spin this into a 9/11.
No. It's accountability, I'm saying. Listen, I'm answering your question. You were saying, listen, I'm just answering what you said. And in your position as a libertarian, you would go, no, I'm too terrified to defend myself as a citizen in this government. But a person who believes in freedom... A person who believes in freedom goes, I want to support honorable officers who do their jobs to the best of our abilities to defend ourselves. But that a libertarian goes, it's all bad. I'm terrified. Pick on welfare mothers or art students. And if you think about how much waste comes out of the government, it's very little to do with artists and everything to do with South African death squad goons that aren't, you know, no bid contracts. How about no bid contracts?
Government, they waste.
Yeah, so you got to grab them and go, listen, you're if in a sense.
What do you mean by that, Julia? I don't understand.
He keeps talking about accountability and we've got to hold the government accountable. But the government has made it clear that they don't care what we
think. Right. The government's been inefficient the whole time. Our government, your government, all the governments, they're all inefficient.
I know, Mark. We can't.
Well, Mark.
That will solve the problem. Oh, no, wait, that didn't work.
Well, Mark.
No.
Mark. Mark, are you there?
I am.
Oh, Mark, well, you were saying it's all bad. Well, that's and all due respect to you. You know, I like your guys' show. You take calls. That's a great thing. But, Mark, wait. Okay, let me just say one thing. Mark, you just said that it's all bad. Well, that's a reflection of yourself because, of course, there are good people in government. Kucinich doesn't want to kill Americans for the neocon.
Now you're twisting.
No. I'm responding to exactly what you said.
The terminology I used was inefficient.
Right, but I'm not inefficient. I get directly to who's responsible for the criminal act. I tell you specifically $700 billion is out of the account. I'm not being inefficient. I'm being really good with words.
Are you a government bureaucrat?
No, I'm a defender of freedom and liberty for all people. All people need to be treated justly.
You don't sound like you're defending freedom. It sounds like you're defending the state to me. But Mark is saying that government is inefficient, not you, sir. He's not making...
But how could I... I'm defending the state from criminality. There are people in the state that have murdered Americans.
Inherently criminal, sir.
But no, the state isn't inherently criminal. Is Kucinich criminal?
Is
any of those other good guys criminal? Is the traffic cop criminal?
Valuable to a criminal, and that is power, and you put it out there and said, here, only good people should come and use this power. Of
no.
You're going to attract criminals.
I don't understand what you're saying. All people are not inherently corrupt.
No, they are.
But
absolutely not. You're the good guy. You're not an elected official. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I have just as much power. No, but I have just as much rights as Bush does. In fact, I have more rights than Bush does. Bush demanded, I have more rights than your president does.
Have you tried to get into an elected position? Have you actually tried to get into office?
I'm not running for office. I'm talking about freedoms that all people share equally. You don't want to be murdered. Wouldn't you support the arrest of those who did 9/11, apparently? And I'm not coming down on you personally. No, it doesn't matter about 9/11. It's just an example. Talk about Social Security. Talk about the Federal Reserve. How about the Federal Reserve?
Disagree with the fundamental point, and I made the claim that government is criminal by its nature. You disagreed with that. You spun that into me saying that all people in government are criminals. That's not what I'm saying.
No, Mark. I was quoting Mark. Mark has said that.
You haven't accurately quoted anyone.
It's recorded, buddy.
800-259-9231. Wow. I'll explain. We need to talk about this because people obviously don't get it. Why is government by its nature a criminal organization? Well, it's because it uses force, like violent criminals do. We'll explain this as Free Talk Live.
Well, that's ridiculous. You know, if anybody uses force, you're a criminal. No, it isn't that way. The government is supposed to be enforcing, with force, our laws, defend our rights. But you see, a libertarian gets scared there. They'd rather victimize innocent people and deny us a privilege. That they don't comprehend necessarily. I mean, that's one of that radio program that they offer there is one of the best things we have going because they offer open line communications, you know. But they're fundamentally flawed because they don't support justice for ourselves. They say the government can't be just. It's always corrupt because they use force. There's been plenty of examples of governments operating equitably. You know, times change. Sometimes bad things happen. But good laws stand strong for good reasons. Bad laws that don't make any sense fail in a court of accountability where arguments are given and a judge ultimately decides. Now, can judges be corrupt? Well, especially in America. Your Supreme Court judges, I think mostly, need to be arrested for treason. You know, you can't put a person in as president who wasn't elected. You know, Bush wasn't elected. Remember that. They decided to make him president. That's not a judgment in fairness to all parties. They didn't want to count the votes because they knew he would lose. So, true, America is corrupt. But it's not corrupt inherently just as a natural consequence. It's corrupt because people aren't educated enough to understand what freedom truly means or is. As yourselves being forsaken for lack of communications. And it's certainly got nothing to do with the Free Talk Live program and everything to do with CNN or CBC. They don't take our calls there at all. You know, not at all. And Tom Hartman, as much as I respect him on Air America, he doesn't want to tell you the Bush mob did 9/11. You know, and when people do call his program, he does cut them off. You know, he says, there's no accountability. It'll take us more than 40 years. It's endless. You can never find out what's truly transpiring. But all you got to do is go look. There's liquefied natural steel flowing from the towers that's melted by a high explosive, and Cheney and Bush are directly responsible for assisting in that terrorist crime by simply closing investigations. They don't want to find out who truly committed the criminal offense of question. That's where they stand. Where I stand, I'll tell you exactly how it went down. I know exactly, I don't know all the players, but I know who we have to go for. And to get those guys, we get support through all human beings who believe justice is important, as is our freedoms to be preserved and protected by laws enforced equitably and fairly for all concerned parties. Closing investigations is undermining freedom for Americans, period. Nobody's going to disagree with that. And it's not inherently just a natural consequence for those actions to transpire. It's the actions of George Walker Bush and Cheney. Right? It's not all the government's fault. Necessarily, but it's their direct action as individuals that have denied you an ability to defend yourselves. And CBC doesn't take my call. They won't take your call either if you try on these particular issues that are inarguable. You can't deny it's the FBI's formal conclusion on who financed the terrorist strike of question. You can't argue against the fact that Bush and Cheney worked diligently directly after the crime occurring to close investigations. They didn't want to get arrested, tried, and put to death for high treason.
I believe in love, it's all we got. Love has no boundaries, costs nothing to touch. A war makes money, cancer sleeps. Curled up in my father, and that means something to me. Churches and dictators, politics and papers, everything crumbles sooner or later. But love, I believe. Believe in love, it's all we got. Love has no boundaries, no borders to cross. Love is simple, hate breeds. Those who think difference is the child of disease. Brothers and sons, make love and guns. Families together are killing someone. Without love, I believe in love.
Well, that I guess that really truly wraps the show up. It's a great song. I you know, I don't really have the technology to do something a little better here, but I want and beg you to please support me. It doesn't take much. All you got to do is pick up your phone and phone George Norrie. You know, say, George Norrie, can't we talk about 9-11? Johnny Wizard wants to talk. Nobody disagrees with him. Let him speak. For Christ's sake, man, let him speak.
Without love, I wouldn't be anything, anywhere. I wouldn't be here to see. Without your love, I can't conceive a better world. And we're all dying. Please, fight back. Don't give up. I'm not a bad guy. Okay? Not a bad guy. Listen to the screams of mercy. More than 1 million people have been indiscriminately slaughtered by Bushite Nazi grunts. If you sit back and don't say anything, they're going to continually murder our families. And these soldiers are, you know, they're brain-damaged individuals who can't hold conversations. They're not fighting for freedom. They're robbing ourselves blind. You must take a stand. Support your fellow man. Don't be stupid. Believe in me as I believe in you. You can be something greater. So get to it, man.
Before it's too late.